Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is March 13, 2014. Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most just don't realize it, but we are in the time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Please make this a choice in your life tonight. If you need help after this program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, your prayer request, or message. The phone number, of course, is 620-878-4682. 620-878-4682. Now, remember, folks, you know, we also take emails. If you send me an email with your phone number and say, hey, I need a prayer request, I'll pray for you. If you need me to call you with that email, put your phone number in it, and I'll do it. And with an email that you can make better description. But call the number, leave a message if I'm not there, or call my cell phone in an emergency, which is 316-619-4886. Wow. Okay, anyway, folks, you can find updates with the breaking news, our ministry, radio program archives, and our mailing address at our blog, which is simply prophecyhour.com. Now, prophecyhour.com is like a hub for all our ministries. You can find a link to WichitaHomeless.com, to our Mission Watch programs, which, by the way, we did a really good prophetic Mission Watch program earlier tonight, and you need to get in the archives and hear that. It's probably already up at AVR, but I don't want you to listen to it while you're listening to this one live, right? Okay. So after the program, and it will be in the normal archive places at prophecyhour.com. Later on tonight. Okay. Well, let's say a prayer, and then tonight we'll have our program. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray, Father, I pray that radio tonight really goes according to your will and not mine. For you see, Father, I don't know how to do radio. I don't know how to do anything without you. And so, Father Yahweh, I ask that you please give everyone out there ears in which to hear the truth, and please bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Well, are we in the end times? Tonight I want to share with you a few things, and some of these may have already heard these things. Some of them is end time. Some of the things I want to share with you is end time music. The end time music comes from a friend who back in the 90s had a 15-minute radio program on shortwave. This program was called 70th Week Magazine. In his name, he called himself Brother Ben. He would also send out newsletters to people that donated a little bit, and they would tell you how to survive and things about the new world order. Remember, this was back in this time that this was, that the time the songs were written and played, was a time of Bill Clinton and Waco, Texas, and Ruby Ridge. And so there was a lot of anxiety and stress going on at that time. The anxiety and stress that if the things that were going on now had happened then, before 2000, then we wouldn't ever stood for it. But now Christians have went to sleep. But I'm going to try and wake you up tonight with some of this music and some other things. And we'll talk. Let's play this first one, and we'll talk after I come right back. So let's play this one now.
To deliver its all.
By Brother Ben, and you know, Ben's still around, and I get a newsletter from him every once in a while, but a long time ago, he handed me, well, he didn't hand me, he sent it in the mail, he sent me a cassette, which I wished I could find the cassette, because he even has more songs, and I'm fixing to write him and ask him for another one, but he sent me this cassette, and he sent it to several other ministries, and he said, use this cassette to further your ministry, to further the word of Yeshua, and to warn of the end times. And so he sent that as a donation to our ministry. And so what we'd like to do, folks, is while there's about, I think there's about 12 or 13 songs that I have available, if you would like these on a CD, which would include the I'm going to play about five songs tonight, but there will be more. If you would like a CD with those songs that we played tonight and those other ones, you make a donation to the Wichita Mission Church. Now, I'm going to ask for a donation of $25 or more. Now, $5 of that will be making the CD and sending it to you by priority mail. And you can donate online, just like you normally donate, or if you want to send the money in the mail, you can do that also, but I'm going to ask that you let me know somehow that your donation is for that. If you donate online, you can make a notation and say Brother Ben, that's all you got to say, and if you send it in the mail, you just have to say Brother Ben, and you can find out how to just make regular donations at prophecyhour.com. And if you hear this, even hear this song, this DVD weeks down the road, the offer's good eternally. But you got to let me know and point it out to me that it was for this particular thing, because, you know, otherwise I won't know that you want the CD. Now, some of you might want it on a flash drive, and so I suggest with that you could either send me a flash drive or give me the money to buy a flash drive plus the donation. But Anyway, so let's hear this other song. It's More in Time music from Brother Ben right now. Most people don't realize the thing about pruning. When we were talking in the first, in Mission Watch earlier, which you ought to tune into that each week, I was talking with Ted Shubat, Walid Shubat's son, and, you know, he used to be a Palestinian terrorist. And we're talking about the persecuted church and how the American church, you know, just kind of blows it off. And, you know, just ignores it. You know, we've got such the people in America have such a thing of, oh, it won't touch me. You know, I'm going to fly out of here. Well, those guys, it's not that the Bible's all about American Christians and not, you know, the Bible's a Middle Eastern book. You know, it was written about the Middle East, and we were grafted in among them, you know. And that was, you know, they were believers in Yeshua, but that was an already existing entity church. You know, the first thing that you, I don't even like to use the word church, it's ecclesia, and that's a called out group of believers. But, you know, all the way back, clear to Abraham, they look forward to a coming Yeshua, a coming Savior. That's how they knew that the world would be blessed. And so, you know, they weren't saved by keeping the law or the Torah. Well, they kept it to please Yahweh and to keep God, and that's how they ran their community, because communities, that was the law. You know, it wasn't like we have, like here in the United States, we have a separate set of laws. We have a set of secular laws, which originally were based on the Bible. But then they had a set of church. Then we have a set of church laws. I know most of you that attend church, that at least most churches, if you don't act in a right manner, they're not going to let you stay in. Ha ha. Anyway, there's a lot of adultery in the church and other things, but you get my point. But back then there was just, you know, one set of laws, and it was a religious thing. So, but still, those same laws, you know, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, that's Torah. People don't get it. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and all your soul. That's Torah. That's Old Testament. You know, if you did away with the Old Testament, you would do away with those things. You know, there was a lot of talk about Paul doing away with circumcision. Well, Paul said the same thing that it said in the Tanakh, or that's the Tanakh is the Old Testament. What he said was, first you must be circumcised in the heart first. And the Torah says that circumcision must begin within first, and then before there's any outward signs of circumcision. And so, you know, the concepts that are put over in the New Testament, so to speak, which is the Gospels and the others, you know, those things are all found in the Torah. Those are observances in the Torah. But point is they look forward to a Yeshua that was coming, just like we did. And so we were grafted into that. And we can't ignore the place that we were grafted into. And those Christians are being slaughtered over there in terrible persecution. But they're being proved. They're, you know, in the New Testament and Revelation, it talks about how those that were beheaded for the witness of Christ are talking about how soon, how long. And so let me give you this. And I talked about part of it in the first segment, but I'm going to talk about it now. Walid Chubat put out a thing last night. It came out on World Net Daily, and it was a thing. It was called Muslims Conduct Human Sacrifice on Video. It says Christians were killed in these very same ways every day. They're being killed every day like this. Then it had a thing that said extreme caution. The videos linked and embedded at the end of the story are extremely graphic. And, yes, I included the links to the videos at my website at prophecyhour.com, but I didn't include the videos, naturally. Anyway, it says, newly released videos show Muslims conducting ritual sacrifices by slitting the throats of their victims or putting a bullet in their heads. And this was reported by a former member of the Palestinian Liberation Army organization who converted to Christianity. That's the PLO. When I was a young person, I knew the PLO, that was the biggest terrorist organization in the world. Yasser Arafat was the head of it, and he was the most wanted terrorist in the world, and they was behind airplane hijackings and all kinds of things. Anyway, the report included several videos of ritual sacrifices. He noted the speaker in one video uses a term called Kuban, and I don't know really how to say that right, but if you listen to Mission Watch, Ted Chubat spoke it just the right way it was. Anyway, and then in one video, men are lined up in a row, and they shoot them in the back of the head, and they fall to the floor one by one. And he explained that Arabic term can only signify a sacrifice. They say it just before they kill the people. And it indicates that the film slaughter is nothing but a ritual human sacrifice. Another video shows the throat of the sacrifice victim being slit with a knife. More than being slit, his head is being cut off slowly with this knife. Not a big sword whack, and it's done and gone and over with, but slowly. Now, can you say that for the witness of Messiah that you would indeed allow your head to be cut off? Because all these Christians would have had to do was renounce Yeshua and accepted Allah. Now, do you have that strength? Or do you think that you're going to fly out of here before persecution happens, you know? You should read the Gospels. Yeshua talks about it all the way through the Gospels about how to be prepared for martyrdom and giving your life for greater causes. Anyway, Christians are being killed in these very rituals every day, and the bloodshed's not stopping. We also know that Syria is trying to oust Bashar al-Assad, and these people there in Syria are cutting the heads of Christians off. They take the blood, and they're turning around, and they're selling the blood to other radicals for $100,000 apiece. Wow. Listen to Mission Watch, that first program that we did. Ted Chubat explains it, and it's just really, really gruesome thing. But then they talk about a whole lot of things. You should go over and check it out. And if you go to prophecyhour.com, you'll find all kinds of articles that are the latest breaking news. Some of these I'm going to share with you this evening after we come back from break. But point is that we need to be to know that the time is near, and we need to share with our brothers and sisters that you're not going to fly out first. You know, preacher rapture just isn't in the word. Let's go like this. Suppose that you aren't ready. Suppose that what I'm telling you is for real, that you don't fly out. Then you're not going to be prepared for these terrible things. You're going to keep saying, oh, it isn't going to affect me. It isn't going to affect me. And then all of a sudden it's here and it's on the earth, because it is here and on the earth right now. What if these things do affect you? Are you ready for that? Well, it'd be a great benefit if we got to fly out, but it's just not going to happen. So you need to get ready. You need to prepare yourself. And if you've got a personal relationship with Yeshua, that is your best chance for listening to him, and he'll tell you where to hide from if that is what the case needs to be. And some of you will be martyred. Some of you that listen to this radio program tonight, I venture to say you will be martyred because Yeshua is coming in your lifetime. And are you ready for that? Are you ready to watch as in the story of Hanukkah, how the woman with the family was asked to renounce Yahweh and her family to renounce his laws, and how one by one her sons were brought forward and killed because they wouldn't renounce Yahweh. And the mother watched that, and then the youngest son was brought up, and he was asked the same thing, and she told him to be strong, and they were slaughtered. Can you do that for the faith of Yeshua? Or is it all just, you know, all about you? Oh, flying out of here. You don't have to suffer anything. You don't have to be pruned. That's what persecution is about. Persecution is about being pruned, about getting yourself ready for the next life, cutting off the dead branches so you will produce fruit. What's fruit? Helping others to get saved. Love. That's the fruit of the Spirit. Doing the things that Yeshua would do. Are you living your life as Yeshua? Are you being Christian? Christian means Messiah-like. Anyway, we're going to go here in a second, but what we need for you to do is go over to prophecyhour.com and check that out. That's prophecyhour.com. And I bet you I'll put a post up about this music, but even if I don't, go to prophecyhour.com and it says how to donate. You go to where it says how to donate, make your donation for this CD, and make the notation. In the meantime, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Dan will be right back.
Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a KU band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149. $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click the satellite system.
Order Doc Mike's book, How to Practice Medicine Without a License. Be your own doctor for only $14.95, plus $2 postage and handling. Call Doc Mike direct at 708-488-8887 or go to wakeupwell.org. That's wakeupwell.org. to order Doc Mike's book, How to Practice Medicine Without a License, Be Your Own Doctor, for only $14.95, plus $2 postage and handling, or call 708-488-8887. That's 708-488-8887. Order now.
Food prices going up, homes being foreclosed, unemployment insurance running out, jobs leaving the country. Many people cannot afford to eat or keep a roof over their head. Too many can do neither. Messiah's Branch has a mission church in Wichita, Kansas that helps the victims of this banker's economy, the American people. Your neighbors. The mission is the last hope for so many Americans. We need your help to lift up the poorest of the poor. These are men, women, and children who once had homes, now in the street. They all need what you need. First aid, beds, food, clothing, and so on. You can send a monetary gift or a box of necessities to 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas 66851, or donate online by going to WichitaHomeless.com or simply call 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Folks, please remember to pray tonight about a donation for our work with the homeless and poor from our mission church in Wichita, Kansas. So why do so many people come to us for help? I mean, come on, we're a place that has no budget. We don't always have everything there that they need. Why do they come to us? Well, they come because of love, and they're treated as family. That's first and foremost. And beyond that, we really don't have any guidelines. I mean, I don't get out a book and say, okay, let me see if what you are telling me you need fits into the guidelines. Sure, we do have certain things that we do, but we pray about everything that people ask us for, you know. If we have the way to fill that need, then we give it to them if we can. If not, we pray it in. And if it's the Father's will, then it comes. And this is what agencies tell their employees about the Father's Little Mission Church. You see, when guidelines stop them from helping, they send them to us. People who have millions of dollars in their budget send people to a place that really has no budget. We don't ever know what we can get. If you like the radio program tonight, you might donate. And, wow, that would be good. But if you don't like the radio program tonight, then you're not going to donate. And so how can we put a budget on that? The people that we care for are the poorest of the poorest, and they can't, you know, support in all the things that we do. And so it's people like you that's been listening to radio for so many years. In fact, we've been on AVR since it started, and I was on shortwave for a couple of years before that. And also we do a mail-out newsletter. And, you know, while not as many people donate because of the newsletter, because everything's internet now, that's not also the other way. But so it's like that. We depend on you. And we're, folks, you're responsible. We are all responsible to care one for another. We are brothers keepers. All donations, no matter what size, helps. But all donations, no matter what size, of course, help. But the Father notices the donations that come from your heart. And that's what it's about. And that's what this program's about, getting your heart in the right place for what we're about to go through, what we're going through, what some Christians in parts of the world are already going through, and what I believe that inside the United States, you have a lot of Christians that are real Christians, real believers, that are under spiritual persecution, and in some cases, physical persecution by being persecuted by their neighbors or people for their beliefs. That's going on right now. All you have to do is just look around you. In fact, if you're being persecuted, email me. I want to hear your story. Maybe we'll do a program of nothing but Christians that are being persecuted in the United States, you know. And I've always liked to get dreams and visions from people within the United States or any place in the world, for that matter, your personal dreams and visions. You don't have to have written a book. Send me those things. Maybe we'll talk about them. Anyway, you can donate online or by mailing a check or money order. And you can find all this information at prophecyhour.com, prophecyhour.com. And if you need to, you can call me. That's at 620-878-4682, 620-878-4682. And now we've been playing Brother Ben music tonight, and I said who he was. Somebody back in the 90s that had a radio program called 70th Week Magazine, and he donated a tape full of music to me, and he still sends me a CD once in a while, some of the same music. But he said, use this for your ministry. And so we're praying that if you would listen to this music, that you might decide, well, you'd like to have the whole CD of this. And so you'll make a donation of $25 or more. And you can find it. You can just mail it, or the donation by check, money order, or donate online. Make a note that it, what it's for. Anyway, so let's play. We've got two more songs that we're going to play, and after that, we'll come back and talk some more. But listen to these other two songs, and let me, and by the way, let me know what you think. So let's play these other two songs now.
Fire on the mountain, Moses went to see. The bush was burning with the flame by the glory, standing on holy ground. Yeah, he had to humble down, take his sandals off as he was standing on holy ground. Daniel in the lion's den, he trusted in God's word. Those hungry lions' mouths were shut, and not a hair on Daniel was hurt, and he was standing on holy ground. Meshach, Abednego, into the furnace they were tossed. When the king looked in, there were four, not three, must have had their sandals off, and they were standing on holy ground. Yeah, they had to humble down, they were standing, standing on holy ground. David told Goliath, you come with sword and shield, but I am the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, and he was standing on holy ground. Yeah, he had to humble down, he was standing, standing.
As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. Luke 17:26.
When they hear the end is near. forgetting about the flood. In anger he once fought. The spirit of old Noah is alive and well today, telling them of Jesus, that he's the only way. But most won't even listen. The devil's got them blind. They walk the path so broad, more riches trying to buy. Some just think of money and how to get some more. But little do they realize God's closing up the door. Soon the door will close, and when they hear it slam, their riches will be all for naught and their soul forever damned.
Different, little higher note songs than what the ones we played in the first half was. And, you know, being in the days of Noah and walking on holy ground, those were some pretty fantastic songs, and they have a lot of meaning to it. But, you know, it is as in the days of Noah. Speaking of which, I guess the movie Noah is coming out. I heard it broke open in Mexico and it didn't do too well there, but what can you say? It was Mexico, you know. And I'm not picking on Mexican people at all, but I hear the movie's going to be pretty good. And while it's Hollywood all over it, of course, we need to these things are still good to motivate our young. And when they talk about Noah, then you need to be prepared to tell them, say, well, hey, look, Yeshua said that it would be as in the days of Noah when he returned. And they're going to go, what do you mean? What do you mean? Of course, I haven't seen the movie yet, but you're going to have to explain to them the things that would be going on. And that gives you, this gives you a witnessing tool. Even if the movie is trash, it gives you a witnessing tool. Because you can say, well, as in the days of Noah, and they'll say, well, how do you mean? And you say, well, the evil had run rampant over the world. And you tell them about the fallen angels and the corruptness of mankind. And explain to them, and they'll say, well, what's corruptness? And you tell them, well, this is corrupt, you know, adultery and lying and stealing and all these different things. And you explain to them those things, and you say, now, open your eyes and look. That's going on all around you right now. And it is. It's going on everywhere around you. We are as in the days of Noah, as in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. I mean, what can you say? You look out here and, you know, traditional marriage is being attacked. I never thought, I mean, you know, when I was a kid growing up, if somebody was a homosexual, boy, they really kept it in the closet, or we called them the F word, you know what I mean? And, you know, people didn't like them. And because we were taught in church the truth. We were taught that it's abomination to God. It's even if reality, even if you didn't believe in God, you'd have to believe that being a homosexual is wrong, because nature requires male and female to reproduce, you know. I mean, it takes a male and female cat to make some kittens, right? Well, two men can't make, unless you do it in a test tube, right? Now, we have test tube babies, but unless you do it with a test tube, two men can't make a child. And nor should they rear a child, nor should they be able to adopt a child. And that just comes from, you know, passing down generational curses. And that's my biblical view on it. And so I can say that if I want. But there's a time coming real quick where if you say those things, and in some places in the country, they will arrest you for it. You know, if you're in a place that if you have a public business and you're open to the public, that has to be all the public, like that couple that was forced to make cupcakes cake for a wedding, you know, a homosexual wedding. You should be able to disagree with that. But, you know, the government is stepping in. You have this man in power that thinks that he can do anything that he wants to do and won't follow what Congress said. Congress is supposed to make the laws. He's supposed to enforce the laws. That's kind of how it's supposed to be. And he won't do it. And so going back to the marriage thing, you know, it's just not right. And people legitimize it and act like it's right. There's still way more Christians on this in this country than there are homosexuals. They say, I think it was like 11%, or it wasn't even 17%. It was like 11% or lower are actually homosexual or gay or lesbian in this country. But yet, look at the lobbying they have. That's because they have the left lobbying. And, you know, it goes to that. As Christians, though, are still outnumbering them. The problem is your churches are keeping you silent. Why is the church silent? Church silent because the church is a business now. Church isn't church. Church is a 501(c) business. It hires a preacher that can be fired. If he comes in and he preaches against homosexuality because the Holy Spirit told him to preach against homosexuality, then the board of directors or whatever, or the elders can fire the preacher. Well, that's really not how it's supposed to be. I know that there's some churches out there that had just a man in charge that have been corrupt and so on and so forth. But still, it's not supposed to be that way. The pastor is supposed to be somebody that speaks from God. A preacher is supposed to be somebody that speaks from the Holy Spirit and not kick out because he gave a hard message. And so the church speaks. For the most part, some churches don't. And if you have a church that does speak a hardcore message and you are a 501(c), we'd like to hear from you. Send me an email. If you've got a story, we'll put it on. But it goes back to that, though. So, you know, most preach a soft message. And they're trying to make everybody go along with being politically correct. You can't be politically correct. If you're politically correct, you're not right with God. It's as simple as that. You know, the Word of God is something that cuts to the bone. It's something that's unshakable. And you can't, if your faith is unshakable, you can't say it's all right. You know, you can't say it's all right for these things to go on. And if you lift the veil from your eyes and go and look, where's the modesty with women? And I'm talking to you ladies out there. How many of you ladies out there that go to church or listen to this radio message tonight? Wear your shorts so short you can see your bottom, or worse. How many of you ladies out there, you're showing cleavage all over the place, and you know what you're doing? You're making men lust after you. You're making them break commandments because you shine that stuff all over the place. You expect them not to look. I mean, you know, a man's a man, and a woman walks up and has that, you know, shame on you. Cover yourself up with modesty. You know, the inside of you should be what shines. The inner woman should be the one that shines through. That's what should be shining through, not showing your cleavage all over the place or your backside all over the place, your short shorts. You know, women are beautiful. You're supposed to save your beauty for your husband, you know, and that's how it's supposed to be. But we live in a world where, look at that, it's against marriage. How many people are you out there that proclaim to be Christians are living together that are not married? How many of you out there that claim to be Christian or Christ-like and out there sleeping with several different partners? How many of you? You think that's Christ-like? How can you call yourself Christian? That's sin. You know that? That's sin. I'm here to tell you, that's sin. And you know what? You'll burn for it. You know? You'll burn for it. So you need to repent of your sins. You need to get right with you. And that's what that song, Pruning, was all about, is to prune you, to get you to get off those dead branches so you're not, your whole body isn't burned up. Really, that's what it's about. You know, back to Brother Ben, you know, this next song that I'm going to play, he opened and closed his program with parts of the song. And this song is one of the most beautiful songs I think that you'll ever hear. It is, I don't know, it's a song for our time. It was a song for that time. It's a song for all times. But I think you ought to listen to it and pray about getting a CD of this, or like I told you before, you get a flash drive, send me a flash drive, I'll put it on it, but you got to make a donation. And if you absolutely don't have any money, tell me and I'll get you something. Anyway, be blessed. Here's this next song. Play it now. Short song. I think it was like about 2 minutes and something, but he's in control. But there's the thought, well, he's in control of everything that happens. You know, nothing happens unless he allows it. But let me say this to you. Is he in control of your life? You know, when you die and you become born again, you say that he is your Lord and Savior. Well, if he's your Lord and Savior, let's stop with that word Lord. That means he's the ruler over you. He's the ruler of your life. Is he what rules your life, or does your flesh rule your life? Or does that go-go joint down the street, or the prostitute on the corner, or the illicit women, do they rule your life? Or the illicit men? What rules your life? Do you get up in the morning and say, Lord, Yeshua, guide my steps today? Or do you get up in the morning and say, hey, I need this and this and this, and give him a checklist of everything that you need today? Is that how it works? You know? Then you need to be pruned, if it is. I'm not saying that you don't love the Lord Yeshua. It's just that if you go to church and you still believe in those mannerisms, then it's because the pastor hasn't did his job and delivered the message to you that you need to get out of sin. You're not, if you're born again, and it says you must die and be born again in order into the kingdom of heaven. If have you died? Are you the same person you was that you was before you was saved? I mean, was there any change at all? You have to be different, you know, all the way through the word. You know, like I say, the ecclesia goes back to the first. You know, they were set apart people. That's what the Father said. He said, I'm going to sanctify you, which means set apart. He said, I'm going to sanctify you. I'm going to set you apart and make you different than the world. Are you different than the world? Think about that. Or you like what the homeless say. They go, Pastor Dan. They say, well, hey. And they go, hey, what? And they say, well, hey, man, you know, how come those Christians, when they leave the parking lot of these big churches, and, you know, I believe in God, Pastor Dan, but when these Christians leave the parking lots of their church, they're just the same as everybody else. Really? So are you just a once a weeker, 1 hour a weeker? You just go to that church once a 1 hour a week and sit there and listen to the message and go, praise the Lord. And then you walk out and you live the rest of the week in hell. That didn't matter whether it was on Sunday or the Sabbath or when it was. But you need to think about that. You need to live every day for Yeshua. That means I say always, always, always be a blessing to others. Is your life a blessing to others? If your life's not a blessing to others, then you need to question yourself. You need to look in that mirror of the Torah. That's what we always say. Look into the mirror. Stare yourself in the face. But the reflection can come from Torah, you know, because Torah is God's instructions for holy living. That's what it is. It's not law. It's God's instructions for holy living. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and all your soul. Thou shalt not commit adultery. You know, do not lie. Do not steal. You know, put him first. Have no graven images. Those things. You know, yeah, it tells you not to eat clean or unclean food. Well, of course it does, because it says, why? So you won't get diseases. That's what it says. The feasts, those are appointed times. He says, I'll meet with you on those days. These are the appointed times, and those appointed times are a shadow picture of things to come, of what it will be like. We know, Yeshua's people know on what days that he will return. We might not know the day and the hour, but we'll know the time in this even season, because we're not children of the darkness. You realize the blood moons are fixing to start? I think there's some real turmoil coming for this world. I don't know if it means that Yeshua is going to return today, tomorrow, or next year, but I know the time is close, and I know trouble is here. That's what these songs are about tonight. Trouble is here. Pray about a donation tonight. We do need your help. Even if you don't want a CD, pray about a donation. If you're able, I don't need to tell you how much that we need, because just pray about it. If you're having that connection with the Father, then you'll know what to write the check out for, or send it by PayPal, whatever. And I want you to do it out of a kind heart. Anyway, we better get out of here. Really, we must remember that there is only one God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for our repented sins. He rose after 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. So you pray to the Father in the Son's name. That's what he says. Yeshua says, in the day that you ask me nothing, but you pray in my name and ask of the Father, that is what I'll do for you. That was a paraphrase, but you have to pray in Yeshua's name to the Father. That's the way you pray. Have you not read your word? I got to get out of here, really. Be blessed. Lord our God, Father, King of the universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name that the Father blesses and keeps you, and his face shines upon you, and is very gracious to you, and gives you peace like no one or nothing else. Until next Thursday, Mission Watch, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.